to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back for a second installment of a conversation with Dr. Harold Rode, one of our country's preeminent experts on the Middle East, a longtime senior official in the Defense Department with responsibilities in this portfolio, and the author of Modern Islamic Warfare of the Center for Security Policy Press. And we're delighted to be able to talk with him in the aftermath of the president's decision to make history by recognizing reality with the capital of Jerusalem being the place where our embassy will reside going forward. Turkey is a country that you have followed very, very closely, and I know are, as am I, deeply mistrusting of Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Talk a little bit about his reaction to this announcement by President Trump, and more generally, what the Turks are up to under his rule.
Well, what we see on the surface isn't necessarily what the reality is. Erdogan is making a bid, basically, to take over the entire Muslim world. I know that sounds fanciful, but that's what, if you listen to what he says, and he's made it clear. He says, if this happens, this is a red line. And he said, we, the Turks, will break relations with Israel. Well, please go ahead and do that. There are really no relations to speak of. Now, let's look at the other situations that this poor man, dictator Erdogan, the situation he finds himself in. He hates the Syrian Kurds with a passion because it's the same group of people that are in Turkey. Probably about half the population of Turkey is Kurdish now, and they are the same type of Kurds that are in northern Syria. Now, the Russians supposedly, along with Erdogan and the Iranians, are on the same side in Syria. Yet, the Russians have announced, and the Kurds yesterday, the Syrian Kurds, that the Syrian Kurds are protecting the Russians, that Russian soldiers will be protected in the Kurdish areas. Well, this is against Erdogan. I mean, that the Russians are working with people against Erdogan. Now, Erdogan is also working with the Iranians. This, the Iranians, Erdogan, and Qatar together against everybody else. And in this case here, the whole Palestinian thing, the whole Israeli thing, is a part of the battle between Shiites and Sunnis. And Iran represents the Sunnis. Turkey represents the Shiites. Excuse me, I got it backwards. Iran represents the Shiites, and Turkey represents the Sunnis. So this is highly, and each side here is also making a bid for who's going to be more pro-Palestinian than the others.
So they're actually rivals. Whatever modus vivendi they may have at the moment is likely to fall away as they become more and more in conflict with one another. Now, to what extent, Harold Rode, does that depend upon the Turks essentially removing Saudi Arabia as an alternative power center in the Sunni part of the Islamic world?
Well, there's of course, the problem is they all agree that they should run the world, but they don't, which one of them should? They don't agree. Islam should run the world. But which Muslim? Now, Saudis today are allied with the Egyptians, and they hate the Muslim Brotherhood. And Erdogan, to the best of my knowledge, is a Muslim Brotherhood member. And Qatar supports that. And in order, therefore, to fight Saudi Arabia, that's why Erdogan supports the Muslim Brotherhood. Yes, there is a battle in the Sunni world for who is to run the Sunni Muslim world. The Saudis have one view, and the Turks another.
Does the prospect, Harold Rode, that the Turkish Sunnis or Sufis, as the case may be, are making common cause with the enemies of Sunni Islam, namely the Shiites in Iran, put them at a disadvantage in this rivalry with the House of Saud?
I don't think so. I think what is going to really be important is where the Americans, where we come into the picture. And until there is a regime change in Iran, it is essential that we support the Saudis. And believe me, in the long run, they're not our friends. But tactically, it is important for us to help to bring down the Iranian regime, which means work with dissidents inside the country. And that means the Saudis, and it means Israel. Now, it's interesting also to hear the Saudi reaction to Trump, Sir President Trump's announcement. The Saudis say publicly that they are that they don't think this is a good idea, but privately they make it. They've made it very clear to us already that they this will not in any way in impinge upon their relationship working with the Israelis against Iran. Now, that alliance, I think, will evaporate the moment that Iran has a change of government. But they have a common enemy, Israel and Saudi Arabia. That's more important than Jerusalem. And the other thing is that from a Saudi point of view, from their doctrine is the Wahhabi Islamic doctrine. Their godfather of that is a man by the name of Ibn Taymiyyah, who wrote in the 1200s and 1300s that Jerusalem is nothing more than the Judaification of Islam, that Jerusalem is not holy in Islam. So in the end, from a Saudi real point of view, whether they're going to say it in public or not, politically, it's maybe not a good thing. The Saudis don't give one damn about Jerusalem.
Yeah, interesting. Harold Rogue, let me ask you about one other piece of this Iranian play. As you've mentioned, the Israelis certainly are concerned about Iran's growing power, and most especially their presence in close proximity to Israel's borders in Syria, complicated further by the presence of Hezbollah all over the place, arms being moved by the Iranians into Hezbollah areas, the government of Syria playing along, of course, as the Iranian proxy or puppet, and Russia providing, among other things, air defenses for the Iranian, you know, forward-deployed forces. What is your current reading, Harold, of the degree to which Israel regards all of this as an existential threat to the Jewish state?
From the Iranian point of view, regarding Iran, Iran is an existential threat to Israel. But having said that, Israel has made its red lines very clear in Syria, and if any of them are passed, Israel takes care of the problem. Now, we have seen in the last month a series of Israeli bombings in Syria of Iranian targets. Now, because the Israelis have made their red lines clear, and when the Iranians pass them, the Israelis take care of it. There's little doubt that the Russians know exactly what the Israelis are doing, because they have all sorts of radar and equipment in Syria to detect these things. Yet the Russians have done nothing, which indicates that the Russians and the Israelis are on the same side, not the
Russians and the Iranians at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Harold Rode, we have to leave it at that. There's so much more to explore here with you. I look forward to doing so with you again in the near future. I thank you for your time today, and hope you'll come back to us again soon. I hope the rest of you will come back tomorrow, same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Abney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.